Who is it that has control on what comes in, whether you know it or not? God does. I mean, we got to get the fact He is in control, isn't He? God is in control. So, if you do what He says, no problem. There is a set of rules. In fact, I remember a minister that if I were to call his name, all of you would know who he was because he is a big-time TV evangelist. I can remember several years ago when he first got started in his ministry, I heard him say one time, he said, we were running very, very, very short on money. And he said, we couldn't pay our bills. So he said, the people working at our board came to me and said, Pastor, you know, we don't have the money to pay the bills. So he said, I was at somewhere, preaching somewhere. And he said, well, I was there, I got down in my room on my floor beside the bed. And I said, Lord, what are we doing wrong? Why is the money not coming in to pay our bills? You know, there's something wrong. I know it's not you that's causing the problem. It's me or someone within our organization. So what are we doing wrong? He said, Lord, thank you for the answer. He said, I didn't hear God say nothing. But he said, I left my hotel room, and I was going to preach, and I walked down the hall in the hotel, and I got up and I pushed the elevator button while I'm waiting on the guy walks up and said, aren't you so-and-so? He said, yes. He said, by the way, where are you tithing off of your ministry? He said, I thought to myself, I don't know this guy. It ain't none of his business where I'm tithing off of my ministry. He said, I made some little comment to him. I get in the elevator, go down to the bottom of the stairs, walk out on the street, start to get in a taxi or a car that's going to come to pick him up. Another guy walked up and said, aren't you Pastor so-and-so? He said, yes, I am. He said, by the way, where are you tithing off of your ministry? He said, okay, I got in that car and on the way to where I was going to preach, I thought, okay, God, I think I got it. We're not tithing. We thought we were keeping all this money to use for your ministry, and we're not tithing at all. We never have. So our sources have dried up. So he said, when I got back after that trip, I went in and told my board, I said, how much money we got left in the bank? They said, just about $1,000 is all there is left. He said, write a check for the whole amount and find a good ministry somewhere that's doing things for the kingdom of God and send them the whole thing. And he said, from that day forth to this day, our ministry has never been short of cash. But he said, we have tithed and more every cent. Now, what happens when you do what God says? Who's in control of the resources? God. Is it possible to give freely and become wealthy? Yes, it is. I had a man write me the other day. I didn't even write him back. I didn't even call him. He said, you're teaching the word in error. Would you show me just one place in the New Testament where it says we're supposed to tithe? I thought, you know, if you're a Christian and you don't know at least one place in the New Testament that tells you to tithe, you get in the book and find it yourself. You know, so that's kind of the way I felt about that. You know, if you don't have these answers, all you got to do is take a computer and go in and type in tithe and it'll tell you every place in the book where it says tithe. And there's not one, there's a whole bunch of them. So, anyway. But some people, you can tell them what it says, and they say, well, that's not what it means. Okay, you know. So, it is possible to give freely and become more wealthy. But those who are stingy will lose everything. So, I mean, if you don't give to something, somewhere, what's going to happen? If you're stingy and don't give nothing, what's going to happen? You're going to lose how much? Everything. I don't know about you, but I don't want to lose everything. I want the stuff to keep coming in so I keep passing it on, don't you? I want to be able to be a blessing to others. So when money comes in, what are you supposed to do with it? Keep it and hoard it? No, you're supposed to pass it on. And that's what we're doing. We're passing it on. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to the next couple of verses. The generous, there again, the generous prosper and are satisfied. The generous, not those that are stingy. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Do you like that? Give and it shall be given. Seemed like that's something we read in the New Testament, right? Luke 6:38, anybody remember what that says? Luke 6:38 in the King James. Anybody know what this says? What's the first word? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Oh, you're just going to get a little bit back. Oh, he says, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall God give unto your... So, oh, that's not what he said? Who will give it? And man will give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure it out, it shall be measured to you again. Now, who's going to move on the hearts of men to give you the money? God is. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, I was thinking here a while back about a woman. I guess I should say a person. That was, of course, I've had many people come to this ministry that were so skeptical. You know, I mean, even like Dave himself over here, he said, when I told him, if you'll do what I tell you, I guarantee God will heal you. He's thinking, he can't guarantee God will do anything. So he was skeptical too. You know, so, but many people have been skeptical. But this person came to me a few years ago, and they wanted to know if it's possible to get healed. I said, let me show you what the Word says. Now, see, I don't want to tell you. I want to show you what the Word says. So a couple hours later, they said, wow, I didn't know all these promises were in the book. And I said, well, see, here they are. So if you'll repent of your sins, we'll pray for you, and God will heal you. Now, at that day, if I had have asked that person to, I would like for you to give me $50 before I tell you this, they would have left and never come back. All he wants is money. But see, I didn't ask for a thing, not a thing. The person got healed. Got healed. And then they later come back and said, Pastor, I want you to know I was totally in unbelief until I heard you teach those promises. And when I saw them in my Bible, then I believed them and they made me well. And that person sat down and said, you know, I know this is not even beginning to be enough to pay for my healing, because I'd already spent thousands and thousands of dollars in the doctor's office. But they handed me a check and I opened it up and looked at it, and it was for $5,000. You know? Well, you think they were grateful to God? Now, who moved on that person's heart to give the Living Savior Ministries that check? God did. And they were grateful because the disease they had was terminal. It was going to kill them in a few years. And now then, they're totally well. So, see, you don't have no problem when you do what God says, and God moves on people's hearts. He heals them, and then He moves for them to pay your bills. So it makes it wonderful. So, give, and it shall be given unto you. So if you need something, what's the first thing you got to do? Give. Somebody said, well, I can't possibly give the money I've got. All I got is going to pay my bills this week. And you tell me to give that away? Hey, if you haven't been giving regularly, that's why you're out of money. You haven't been obeying God. You've been evil in His sight, and He's not going to bless you. So give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man give in your bosom. Now, that's in the New Testament, isn't it? Okay, let's go back to where we was in Proverbs 11. The generous prosper and are satisfied. Now, do you want to prosper and be satisfied? So what are you going to have to do? Give. Be generous. In other words, that's like the other day. In fact, I guess it was Sunday. As Cheryl and I was going home, I pulled in down here. Gas was $2.59 right down here. And these three or four stations right here on the corner, I pulled in there. I didn't know that in Denton it was $2.48. You know, so I thought, hey, you know, so today it fluctuates so dramatically, you know. Yeah, so anyway, I thought, well, I'll pull in down here and get some gas. I did. And while I'm putting gas in, there's a little old guy come across the street with a cart with trash bags full of aluminum cans. And he come up there, and I had just drank a drink myself, and I'd throwed it in the trash. And he's going through the trash, picking out those aluminum cans, putting them in his sack. And he goes, don't even pay attention to me or nothing. Goes right around the car to the next one. And he's going through every trash can, getting the aluminum cans out and everything, or anything else he thinks he might use, and he's putting there. And I thought, something just moved on my heart. I need to give that guy some money. He's working. He's trying. He just ain't standing on the corner. He ain't asking nobody for nothing. He's working. He's trying to get those aluminum cans. So I went over and give him enough money. It's going to take a lot of aluminum cans to bring that much money to him. But God told us, give and it shall be given unto you. Is that what he said? Who do you think moved on my heart, James said? Of course it was. I mean, the king moved on my heart. And of course, when I started to get back in the car, I was going to do something. And Cheryl looked over at me and she says, are you going to give that man something? Who's moving on her heart? Absolutely. God's working on her and me. Now we're in total agreement. See, she knew when we got in the car, I said, you knew I was going to give him something, didn't you? She said, well, I figured you was, because God sure was working on me, she said. I thought, that man, you Thurman, needs to give him something. And so when you get that kind of confirmation, you know God's behind that, don't you, Lisa? Sure. Why? The king, the generous prosper and are satisfied. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Just remember, this is God's word. You know, this is how he works. This is just not something we're here to talk about. This is the principles of the kingdom of God. Is that right, young lady? I mean, is this God's word? Yes, it is. People curse those who hold their grain for higher prices. Now then, how many people, when there is a real need, do that to people? How many people not only hold grain, but they hold lots of things? You know, we're going to back up the gasoline prices. We're going to make you think there's a shortage so that when we raise the price, you'll be glad you can get the gas. They have done that to us, too. You remember the gas lines a few years ago? We're so short on gasoline, we don't have any. But 10 or 20 years later, there's millions more cars today, and there's no shortage on gas today. Isn't that amazing how all of a sudden we just got more? No, they know what they're doing. They're doing this to bring the price. How many of you are like I am? I pulled down the road the other day, and I said, look, honey, gas is down to $2.48. Isn't that awesome? And I can remember when they said gas is going to be a dollar a gallon. I said, no way, it ain't never going to get that high. Y'all remember those days? Sure. So see, now if it goes back down from 3.25 to 2.48, you think, wow, this is great. Don't make no sense, does it?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.